Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic, we have compromised on a title. Compromise.
I actually love that.
Yeah.
Sean said, what were you talking about today? I said compromise. He looked at me like I was a fucking moron. And then he couldn't think of anything better.
To be perfectly fair, that is just how I look at you.
That's Sean's just constant face.
A mixture of she's an idiot and disdain.
It's so fun to be here. Yeah. I love this.
Such a welcome environment for you in my home.
We are, this is the second.
Wait.
Whoa, what?
New week just dropped.
Oh my God, yeah.
Merch week.
New merch week.
Still new backdrop.
Oh my God, new backdrop.
I miss our old back. I honestly just miss sitting on a sofa. But
oh my God, we're adding in all sorts of weeks. You've got a hat on.
Hat.
We have a new backdrop and it's merch week.
It's merch week.
So if you're a patron.
You're just getting fucking.
You are just getting.
Prize after prize.
Yeah.
We should stop being so giving.
We should pull it back a bit. Take that hat off.
I think people are getting, you know, they're taking it for granted.
They really are. No, in all seriousness, thank you so much to our patrons. You're the reason we can do what we do. If you want to become a patron, you want to get all the episodes on video, as well as join our Discord community, you can click the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast, and it will take you there. And we really, really appreciate it. You can also purchase our merch that we're wearing today.
It's honestly so...
I'm not joking you. This is like... I'm obsessed with it.
All your friends are going to think that you're hot and fuckable if you wear this.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the first thing that comes to mind when I look at it, hot and fuckable.
I agree. It's actually really slay. The print's good.
No, I love it. And we have options for, you know, people that like more colorful. We have it in the black and, well, I wouldn't call this black and white. It's just like the lines, which I think is really cute. This crew neck is so comfy. And then just get those tits out. Show it off. And I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I love the fact that if you are not a listener, it just looks so confusing. Like you wouldn't know what all these things mean.
But I think, is that not the perfect metaphor for the queer community?
Exactly. Like
looking from the outside, you're like, I don't like that. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then on the inside, you kind of still feel that way.
If you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
My favorite is the Crocs in the garbage can.
Because I threw them in the garbage can. People have been sending me a lot of Crocs recently.
Have they?
I have seen Croc stripper heels, which I felt
Someone sent that to me too. Like you love them.
Like if I was, you know how you asked me if I was going to wear Crocs, what Croc would I be?
Yeah.
And I always said platform. I have now adjusted
to stripper
to
heels.
The pleaser heel.
I love that.
The pleaser Croc, the plock, if you would.
I think we need that.
Yeah.
We need a pair of those.
And then somebody sent me Croc nails.
Oh.
And I was like, this is literally me and Brie mashup.
Nails and Crocs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Having beautiful, nice hands, me, Crocs, you.
Me. Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
I have a Eurovision update.
What?
Because, you know, it's very important. Everybody's mm-hmm. been, we have been, we have been getting more DM.
What?
You just looked around like something was
working. No, I'm totally fine. Thank you.
We've been getting more responses about Eurovision than anything we've ever done.
The Eurovision fans are like full on.
Yeah. So I found out you can't vote for your own country.
Okay. So that makes so much more sense to me.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, what the fuck's the point of all of this?
Yeah.
If like the with the population thing and everything like that, that makes so much more
yes.
sense. But then are you voting for the shittiest? Like, are you being strategic?
I don't know. I don't know how you vote, but you literally can't vote for your own country. And my inside source said that he tried to vote for his own country when he was out of country and they go through your carrier. So they were like, you're from Ireland,
God,
you
ass.
Piece of shit. And he was like trying to, you know, stack the deck.
He was trying to be a Eurovision cheater.
He was.
That says a lot about who he, watch out.
That's how people treat Eurovision.
They're serious.
They're flying out of country to try to vote.
They're getting new phone plans outside
yeah, exactly.
of country.
They have like a burner phone.
Oh my God. Used to be for drug deals. Now it's for
Eurovision votes. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Oh my God. Okay. If you want merch, go to the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link. It's all right there. Also, another little fun note about that is it shows up reverse like mirrored. If you take a picture of yourself, like the gayborhood looks backwards, mm-hmm. and then you take a picture of yourself and it looks the right way. I think that's so cute.
We have to come clean though.
What?
We can come clean on the podcast. Okay, these are our, we didn't understand that that worked.
Yeah. Okay. I did an Instagram story. This is a safe space. So like, where I was like, so we designed these so that like, you can't really read what it says in person. And then when you're like in the mirror, or you take a selfie, it mirrors it. So it clearly says gayborhood. And like, we planned that.
I wish you had put the added layer to the lie yeah. of like, so when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're in the gayborhood. Like, I wish that you fully
went. I put the storyline yeah. with it. When in reality, what happened is we just ordered the design this way. And then when I got it and was about to take a picture for Instagram, I was like, oh, it looks correct.
Because I'm a level with you. I don't get how mirrors work.
No, me neither. Okay, Julia said something to me the other day that fucking fucked me up.
What?
She said, you've never seen yourself the way that other people see you.
That's true.
And I was like, ew, I hate thinking about that.
I know. Apparently you're also hotter to yourself in the mirror than you are.
No. No. Mm-hmm. Who told you that? That's an awful lie that I don't want to believe.
Scientists.
I'm gonna respond from now on like that whenever I don't actually know facts. I'm gonna say a fact and then someone's gonna say, where'd you hear about that, or how do you know that? I'm a scientist.
They're like,
the scientist.
Cite your reference. Scientist.
Scientist. And then how do you argue with that? You're like, oh
okay,
the scientist told you.
Bill Nye.
Must be true. So you can click the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Also follow us there. Also, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, and leave us 5 stars. Write a little note. We read them all. We appreciate you. And if you're listening and you haven't rated us 5 stars, we strongly dislike you.
Yes. I think we need to start threatening families again.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like some omas and opas that are getting a little too comfy, you know?
People do feel like a little too comfortable these days.
Yeah, exactly.
The numbers are going up and the 5-star reviews are not. So I don't understand what's happening.
I have something that I guess I could spin into compromise, but do you have something that you're doing tonight that I'm going to hate?
Yeah.
Is it a crab boil?
No, I wish.
Is it like a croc fashion show?
Croc. But first I'm going to the crab boil.
Yes.
And then I'm heading to the croc fashion.
Well, you got to wear your Crocs to the crab boil just for the splashback if there's any, you know?
That is so true.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Fashionable and convenient.
Exactly.
Is that the word? Convenient.
Yeah.
No. When is fashion like
useful?
Useful. What's that fucking word?
I don't know. Scientists.
I'm going to UFC. Okay.
Are you going to fucking
Rogers Arena?
Oh, you're going to it.
It's local tonight, yeah. And one of the fights on the card is a woman's fight, which, and we're big fans, so I'm very excited. We're going with a couple friends. But I was just like, in my head, I was like, Sean would hate this.
It is the stupidest sport ever. You know what I'd be more aligned with?
What?
If it was just like random, unfit people fighting.
More aligned look at us pull people out of the crowd.
Just, like, pull people off the street. And it's like Susan from like Kitsilano is fighting like Deborah from West Van.
They just call out your like seat number, yeah. And you go on down.
Yeah.
Honestly, for enough money, I'd get knocked out. Like, even if I thought I was going to absolutely lose the fight, like if it was me against like Big Daddy Susan from Kitsilano, I'd be like, what's the pot? Like, if you're giving me like 100K, I'll go take a hit.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever.
I saw a tweet the other day saying that we should have a separate Olympics for
regular people.
No, for people that you can do just all the drugs that you want. And I thought that was beautiful.
I think that is beautiful.
The tweet was like, fuck it, let people take all the steroids they want in a separate Olympics.
Yeah.
And let's see how high a human can really jump. And I was like, that's what we need to be doing.
Yeah, because if you want to commit, commit.
And like you wouldn't be able to like go back into the regular Olympics after. Like you would have it's, to be your it,
this
you'd
is
have
your to choice. Be
like a steroid athlete.
Yeah.
But like so let's see what Russia. We can do.
Let's
like honestly.
Let's get those drugs pumping and let's fucking see what we can do.
Like how fun would that be?
I agree.
Like are you watching regular Olympics or are you watching like Olympics Pro Max?
That's Pro Max.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so much faster.
Exactly. I've already,
I can just envision it.
Yeah. And like not even steroids. Like I want to see somebody like on steroids and then they're about to start the like 500 meter dash and they do like a line of coke. Like let's push the human limit.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that. You know, what's interesting to me, bodybuilding flips it. Everyone's assumed that they're on steroids.
Yes.
And then they have natural bodybuilding competitions.
Yeah. And then they all kind of do blackface. It's weird. How's that still a thing?
How is that? They're tanning themselves so dark that it is startling.
Yeah.
Like, it's startling. And I know that they're like, whoa, we're just getting really tanned. But I'm like, I've never seen someone look this tanned.
The tan shows off muscle definition. I'm like, you look like a clown.
Yeah. They're like spray painting themselves.
You look like one of those hot dogs in 7-Eleven that's like just spinning around.
It's been going for 6 days exactly. On that little roller.
Just glistening, but not appetizing. That's
really
a bodybuilder.
Really crisp. But yeah, I do like the self-awareness that they're just like the regular standard is assuming that everyone's pro max.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, or you could do the like loser, yeah. Natural one. Loser.
Loser.
Loser. Without all the steroids. I have a question for you. And I want your honest opinion on this because this is my most recent Twitter. What the fuck am I talking about? TikTok comment fight.
Okay.
Okay. So
you know me. I love an honest opinion.
And I want everyone else to write in too.
Okay.
I'll probably fight you. But like, write in.
That's literally where our podcast
I'm not
is
gonna,
about.
Yeah, I'm not going to promise that it's a safe space, but like, go ahead in the DMs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, I think your DMs are like a 50-50 shot of a safe space.
Yeah. Half the time I'm very supportive and half the time I will fight you.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I'm honest. Like, you know what you're getting into, right?
Yeah.
So I was on TikTok and I posted a vlog where my girlfriend and I went to a night market and we were trying a bunch of different food.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah.
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 And someone commented, okay, one of the foods in it was, I guess not technically a food, a drink, was butterbeer, which okay. Obviously comes from Harry Potter.
Yes.
But like, side note, this is obviously like a third party butterbeer. Like this wasn't like a Harry Potter. Like JK wasn't running the stand.
Yeah, it wasn't
first
like
of
a
all.
Turf.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? I feel like that's where we're going,
oh,
isn't it?
It sure
like,
is.
You supported butterbeer.
I supported butterbeer. So I'll give them this. Okay, so I had a butterbeer.
Uh huh.
I'll say it again. This is going to anger some people, I guess. I love Harry Potter.
Right.
Okay. I love Harry Potter. Harry Potter for me, which I think a lot of queer folks will agree with,
mm-hmm.
felt like a very safe space when I was growing up. I read the books multiple times. I've always loved Harry Potter. And I think queer individuals, which is why it was so shocking and upsetting that J.K. Rowling's a fucking loser turf, is they related with Harry Potter. They yeah. related with the characters in Harry Potter and being different and feeling different.
And Harry Potter was like an outcast.
Exactly.
And I mean, we have talked about all the time that you kind of just shove your queer story onto like anybody suffering when you're young.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
he was literally like in the closet under the stairs.
Yeah.
You're a faggot, Harry.
That's how I felt.
Exactly. Okay, that was like one of the, that needs to be on a tee. We need to make a t-shirt. We need to make a t-shirt.
That would be supporting JK.
That would. No, if we made a t-shirt that says you're an effort, Harry, that's flying off the shelves.
Yeah.
That's flying off the shelves. I'm sorry. So anyways, this person, okay. In the TikTok, I say this was my exact words. Then we got a butterbeer because I love Harry Potter. Honestly, wasn't the best. It was too sweet. That's all I said.
Yeah.
Those were my exact words.
Okay.
But I did say the words, I love Harry Potter, okay? Someone comes in the comments, and here's the thing. If they had maybe said, like, oh, I really don't like Harry Potter because of JK, or, like, I don't know, some opinion like that, fair enough. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yep.
But someone in the comments goes, unfollowing you in caps, you TERFs. I was like, I'm sorry. Is that the standard these days? Like, I can't say I love Harry Potter without being called a TERF in the comments. So anyways, I respond to this person.
Yeah.
And I say,
I didn't even like the butterbeer.
Yeah, fuck you. I say basically something along the lines of, I think a lot of queer people, myself included, love and continue to love Harry Potter. The thing is, I'm not wrong in that. There are fucking, like, thousands of Discord groups that are specifically for queer Harry Potter fans. There's meetups. In local drag, they're having Harry Potter themed drag shows with all trans casts. Like, it has very much become a thing that's like, we're still going to love this, but we're going to reclaim this, and we're not going to support JK, but we're going to, like, reclaim this as our own, like, queer trans story. Because at the end of the day, it's fucking shitty, but she wrote a fucking great series.
Also, all of this stuff about her being a TERF came out after all the movies were done.
Yeah, long gone. So she's like fucking lost her marbles now.
She's an awful bitch.
Yeah, 1,000% over.
But it came out after we experienced it as child, like as a part of our childhood.
Yeah.
So I understand, like, recently with the game, I kind of understand.
Oh, that I get.
When
that
people
I get.
Are buying that, because it's like, well, you're still supporting with all this information that you have now.
100%.
You're still supporting. But you saying that you love Harry Potter, you're not, like, she didn't get a little check from you saying that.
Yes. Okay. So this person's response to me was basically, you're using your platform to promote Harry Potter.
And everybody I'm like, knows hear me about out.
Yeah. I'm like, what kind of fucking power do you think I have that, like, I said I love Harry Potter and the Harry Potter stock shot through the They're fucking.
Like, we need a new movie.
like people know.
Yeah.
People know about Harry Potter. Somebody, everyone's aware. So
nobody's reading that comment going, Harry, I should look that
I
up.
I should buy that book.
What is that?
Exactly. Like, and sorry, if I did remind some folks about Harry Potter and they went and rewatched a movie, like, I'm sorry. Hear me out. I understand wanting to, like, vote with your dollar. I understand. If I had been, like, if I had posted a video where I was, like, playing the game and people were like, that's fucked up. Like, this is a new thing by JK Turf Rowling.
Yeah.
Like, understandable. Totally get it. But, like,
if anything,
she is so fucking rich. Do you people actually genuinely to your core, and I know this is like a controversial opinion, think that me saying I love Harry Potter is going to affect her in any fucking way?
No.
Do you people understand the amount of money she has? She just, she could go on her turfy way the rest of her life and never worry a day in her life times a million. She could live the next 100 fucking lifetimes with Harry Potter money. She's nothing that we do at this point is going to financially bring JK Rowling down.
No.
I promise you that. And I understand not wanting to support her as a person. I've also spoken about that 100 fucking times before because I think she's an absolute turf and disgusting. But like, here's my point with this. And I said this to this person. And you actually kind of brought this up last week with the Pride episode. Can we stop wasting our energy on shit that, like, if we go and touch grass, we realize, like, doesn't actually matter? Like, me saying I love Harry Potter and you spending your afternoon arguing with me in the comments when very clearly in all of my other my posts, everything, I support trans people. Like, I am not the enemy here.
Right.
Is what I'm trying to say. And this person is, like, fighting me in my comments, calling me a turf from the jump. Like, Do you, can we put this energy into something that's like actually going to make a change?
Because like I'm fighting not, a real turf.
Like fighting a real turf. Yeah. Thank you. Fighting a real turf. Trying to make change with people that like are actually homophobic, actually transphobic. I'm like watching this like comment go back and forth, like myself included. I'm like, this is the dumbest shit ever. Like, why, when we both agree and both feel the same way about J.K. Rowling and both like are not transphobic people, why are we spending our afternoon battling in the comments?
Yeah. I also love, it's the constant battle of separating the like artist from the art. Yes. And you, I feel like you can do that to some degree. Is it dying?
No.
Oh.
I just needed to do the my little restart.
That was way slower than usual.
Okay, they did actually say in one of their comments, you can't separate the artist from the art. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Which I think is like true in some aspects. But usually it's like Kanye West. And it's like, you can't separate the artist from the art because like that is his art is his personality.
Yes.
Like his art is his story.
Yes.
J.K. Rowling was like a cultural phenomenon that we experienced as children.
Yeah.
That was like not a story about her.
Yeah.
So it's like, it gets a little unclear. I will say I definitely am better than you because I didn't like Harry. I'm not a Harry Potter fan. So
you're better than me for sure. It's, so you're not
nobody's
a turf.
Calling me a turf. That's for sure. Cause
I just don't. And again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. People, I know for sure some people think I'm wrong. But I genuinely think that sometimes we have to use our brains and think about what's actually causing harm and what isn't. And me rereading a Harry Potter book that I've owned forever is not changing anything in the world for better or for good. I'm just enjoying a story. And this like it's
for better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For better
or for
or
good.
Or for good.
It's not doing either of those things. But like this,
I can't
like,
stand you.
No, literally. But I'm like, I'm sorry. Are we going to have like, are we going to go full conservative here and have a book burning? Like that's what they did to the Harry Potter books when we were like in grade four. They were like witches and then they like burnt them all. And then now they're burning all these books. Like these bitches have already been printed. And like, all of anyone I know that's queer, besides you, because you're weird, loves Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So like, I understand the thought process, but like, seeing a video that's like so not about Harry Potter in general, and me just like buying something called Butterbeer and being like, I love Harry Potter, and the person's like aggressively in the comments like, you turf. I'm like, would, Jesus.
I also
fucking
feel like
Christ.
They would have more validity to their argument.
Yeah.
If you had said, it was so crazy. There was an authentic Harry Potter stall there.
Yeah.
A Warner Brothers funded little thing there that we got official merch Butterbeer.
Served by J.K. Rowling.
That I would be like, okay, that's, but you got like, you didn't even get Harry Potter Butterbeer. You got like Henny Plonkers, like. Like margarine lager. Like you got something
the most knockoff
so far
anything, from anything.
You're supporting like a knockoff, which is better because we're like taking the money from her. So
it's so true. I just think it's like, I don't know. I do think it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because even in my own mind, I'm not sure that I'm 100% right. And I like those moments in my life where I'm like, I don't know if I'm right
ever
or wrong.
100% right.
Yeah, no, I know. But like, you know, some things you're like, no, like I know in this argument, like I feel so grounded in my opinion and everything. In this one, I was like, I did say that their energy was rancid and that they should touch grass. And I stand by that.
That seems like you.
I do 100%
stand by
that.
I do think it was bold and brave of you to say, I love Harry Potter on video, but you know, that's
I
a
love
whole
Harry. I'm saying it. I love Harry Potter. I love Harry Potter. I love the story. Right now I'm rereading the books. I love it. And I will go on fucking camera and on video say, I don't care. This is the thing. People forget these days. There are people that are like me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there are liars. You think that these people are fucking perfect? No, they're going in their closet tonight with a fucking flashlight and they're reading Harry Potter. Okay. These people out here that act all PC and perfect all the fucking time and they're like on their soapbox about every fucking little issue in the world, They're liars.
That's true.
They're fucking liars. You're telling me that they are genuinely that, like, maybe there's like a handful of people.
Yeah.
That like, so yeah, I could sit here all day today and say, I agree. I'll never read Harry Potter again. And they can't separate the art from the artist. I'll read Harry Potter probably 17 more fucking times. And okay. I love Harry Potter.
Yeah, well.
So do you want me to lie?
No.
I don't think that that's constructive. I don't think that having... just doing and saying things because you think that you might get some heat for it is constructive. That's and fine. I also think it's wasted energy on how we can actually progress further as a world when there's things that are actually harming people.
That's like I said last week, this is not the Pride Month to be having infighting over some lesbian drinking like
any
plonkers margarine lager. Like, we have enough shit, real shit going yes. on that maybe we can focus our attention.
I don't think so, though, because some of these people just, they need to touch grass genuinely.
Rancid.
They do. They're rancid energy.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Amiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
Compromise.
Oh, right. That's what we're fucking talking about.
I have something recently that has been bothering me about people not being able to compromise on just little things. Okay. And this seems actually quite big.
Okay.
So as the US has just figured out, Canada exists, mm-hmm. and we are actively very much on fire.
Yes. They've just like, realized this.
Yeah. Like last week, actually.
Like
Americans don't know where Canada is.
No.
They didn't know that Vancouver was on the Pacific Ocean. Like,
and they were confused by the like where the smoke was coming from. They're like, why did it land from the skies? It's like
so
no.
We are actively on fire. Mm-hmm. It's like already the fourth worst wildfire season in recorded history, and it's June.
Yeah,
usually this shit happens like July, yeah. August. It's the start of June, and we're already getting our absolute shit rocked.
It's raining today though, which is
good. I know. I love this. Is my story.
Okay.
So recently I've been talking to people and I've been like, oh my God, I'm so happy that it's raining. Like, yeah, it's supposed to rain this weekend. Like, we need the rain. It's getting so dry. And so many people, friends, family, coworkers, so many people that I know go, it's been so nice though.
Like they're annoyed that it's going to rain.
Like the heat. And somebody recently at the gym was like, I just can't believe it. Like, it's been a month of sun and then we get this. And I'm like, first of all, we live in Vancouver.
Yes.
Like, if you live here and you despise rain, you literally should not live here.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't live here.
Yeah,
it's like
it rains
9 months of the year is mostly rain. Just rain.
Yeah.
But you're telling me the world is on fire. We're in BC already having like a terrible fire season. And
people are
you
so short-sighted.
You can't compromise.
Oh,
on nice. Like just a it's literally a day.
A couple
tomorrow
days
is supposed
of rain.
To be fucking like hot again. Yeah. So I'm like, you literally can't in your little brain be like, oh, maybe this is good. Maybe I don't have to like have a drink on a patio for the first time in a month.
People can't though.
It's so crazy
to
me.
People are so, because they're like, well, I had plans outside today. It's like the fucking world is on fire.
Like, honestly, I'm like, all the grass is dry.
Yeah.
All the flowers are dying. Like, the air quality is awful. There's nothing pinning that fucking pollen to the ground because I have my allergies are up my ass right now.
True.
So I'm like, I need this rain and I need you to shut the fuck up.
We were driving the other day and get this. This is like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So this like, I know people are fucking stupid. Okay. I know they have like one brain cell bouncing around
Absolutely.
In their fucking heads. But this is like impossible to miss. You know, the world's on fire. Like, the entire news, all of TikTok, everything has been talking about the smoke and everything else. We're driving behind this truck. Guy throws a lit cigarette out the window. And I was
Did you honk?
So pissed. Yeah. And Julia was like, for lack of a better word, on fucking fire. She was so mad.
And Julia smokes.
And she Julia
and,
smokes.
She's fire safe.
She is fire safe. And she would never. Oh my God, can you imagine? Julia's actually really good. Like, she, like, when she sees people littering, she's ready to fucking throw hands. Like,
littering,
she's like,
makes me so
it's
mad.
Just the dumbest shit ever.
You know what else has been making me mad?
What?
I don't know how I'm gonna spin this into compromise.
What?
So the street that I live on, well, not the exact street, but the big street that I live near. I'm like, am I gonna dox myself if I say it? Anyways, one of the biggest street in North Van. You can like probably figure that out if you live in North Van or you want to go on Google.
You can walk up and down looking for Sean.
Has been putting, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but it's been firing me up recently. Has put a bunch of like green spaces and patios all up the street.
Yeah.
You know, little like places with chairs, built-in little stools, like all these things, umbrellas that are not from the business that it's attached to.
Yes.
It's like the city has put these spaces out. They got rid of a bunch of parking. They're going like more walkable green city vibes. We love it. People leave their shit at the tables like they are leaving a restaurant.
Like, no one's there to clean it up. Like, you fucking idiots. Like, I literally can't.
You
with
have
people.
So little like self-reflection that you can't be like, I need to take my things that I just ate in this free, lovely space to the trash. And there's trash cans all over.
Yeah. 10 feet away to the trash can.
It's things like this that I'm like,
we're screwed.
We're fucked.
We're fucked.
If we can't do the simplest of things, how are we going to like fight climate change?
No, we're totally fucked. I'm sorry. All you have to do is log on to TikTok and see Water Talk, where they're pouring water bottles into Stanleys. I'm sorry. I know
Unless
that people
you're in
have
Flint,
different
Michigan. Thank you. That is not acceptable.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't understand that. And maybe Americans can explain this to me in my comments. Okay.
You can probably do that in California, honestly.
Water bottles?
Californian water is like undrinkable. There's some places
but this
in
is
America.
What I'm saying. No, hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the drink. I know that there's places that the drinkability is bad.
Yeah.
Why don't people have like water coolers?
Or like a water filter, like a Brita. Or
like a filter or like a
or
fucking
the big
like
glug
glugs. Yeah, the glug glug things. Like
that
my
keeps it cold too.
Thank you. My parents have in their place. They have, like, the water's not drinkable, and they have, in the Okanagan...
A glug glug.
And they have a glug glug machine. They have a water cooler.
And then
they
just
refill
those.
They refill the same water color thing. So I don't understand. Like, if I lived in one of these places, like, please tell me, like, are these not available in these areas? Know. Like, what is going on? Because I'm watching all these people with going through flats of water and pouring it into their Stanley cup, like these little water bottles, and pouring it into their Stanley cup. I do that for 1 week, like if I'm on vacation or something, and get a flat of water for the hotel room. Like, yeah. I go to Vegas or something like that. I feel so disgusting. I'm like, look at all this plastic,
yeah,
just around.
No, we're fucked.
We're fucked. We're like, fucked. I'm sorry. I'm doing everything I can to separate my plastics from my paper, from my compost, from my, like, every fucking day. And these bitches are drinking flats of plastic water bottles every week.
You know what's been, you know what I've been compromising on?
What?
Recently, speaking of this, this is like climate change compromise. I love it.
We've done so much compromising today.
It's just crazy. It's just
so much compromise, yeah.
When you give us a vague topic like that, we're going to...
We just chose a word.
Exactly.
We opened the dictionary and we just picked a word.
This week's topic is onomatopoeia.
Literally. We're
and
here.
I still would have been like, these people can't pick up after themselves. We don't have single-use plastic bags in Vancouver anymore.
No, we don't.
And sometimes I forget about that. Yeah. And not like I would get a plastic bag anyways. Like, mm-hmm. I honestly, if I don't come to... This is a pretty boring story.
I'm so retired. Go ahead.
If I don't go to a grocery store with like a bag of my own, I will just like grab it all.
Yeah.
And recently I did forget that though. And I was like, oh fuck, I literally can't get a plastic bag. Uh-huh. So I left that thing with like a stack.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what it's coming to.
This is
and
it.
I'm doing what I can for the world.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
You are beautiful and wonderful. Thank you. You're such a good person.
I agree. I literally was like, I'm going to buy a cereal box so I can use that as the base to stack things upon.
Wow. That's good thinking.
Big brain.
Wow. Amazing. What else have you compromised on? Oh, shit. Okay. I have something to say about compromise.
Okay.
Okay.
I also have something to say about real compromise after.
Oh. So you're going to try and one up me. Mm-hmm. I see how it is. Okay.
Well, I'm not a TERF, so I've already won. Okay.
I can't believe that fucking rancid fucking little bitch. Like, so strong from the jump.
Yeah.
Like, you TERF! Oh my god. Okay. like, sorry. Asshole. Anyways. I'm a little sensitive, clearly. Everyone knows that.
What is your real thing?
My compromise thing is that I think we need to compromise less in relationships.
Oh, okay.
I think that there's like this, I was watching this reality TV show the other day and they kept saying relationships are about compromise. And I'm like, relationships should include compromise.
They're not about
it. But I don't think they're about it. But that's like a pretty common phrase.
It's like I would say it's one of the top relationship phrases.
Yeah. People are like, communication is key and relationships are about compromise.
Yeah.
And it's like, are they though? Like, are we really like supposed to find a partner and then spend our entire life like adjusting our boundaries or beliefs or like wants and needs to try and fit theirs? I think that's just a weird something bold structure. And brave. Okay, go ahead.
If your relationship is solely about compromise, it's probably the wrong relationship.
Yes, I agree. Because I look at my relationship, right? And there's a lot of things that like I like to do or Julia likes to do that are so opposite.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we stop doing those. Like, our relationship isn't about trying to be like a melting pot.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, okay, we're going to become the same person and have the same schedule and the same lifestyle and the same wants and needs. So we'll just like pick a little from yours and a little from mine. We'll both compromise and then we'll have this like same standard down the middle.
Yes.
There's definitely things in our relationship that are like that. Like I'm compromising or Julia's compromising. But like, I think that is the weirdest way to think about it.
Well, I think the biggest flaw in that mindset is that everything you do in a relationship should be together. So people are talking about, oh, it should be compromised. Like one day you have something that you want to do and your partner does it with you. And the other day you do what they want to do and you compromise and you work on it. But I'm like, you're allowed to do things that you like alone in a relationship.
That your partner doesn't
that
like.
That isn't a compromise. You can be like, hey, I want to do this tonight. Oh, I was actually wanting to do this tonight. And
okay.
like, that is a compromise in a way.
Yes.
But we don't have to do everything together.
Everything doesn't have to be done together.
No,
I agree. And I think that is the point that people should remember. compromising can be about just like, I hate the word allowing, but being cool with your partner doing things that you're not into.
Yeah.
Or like understanding that your partner's going to have different beliefs or different wants than you do. That is inherently a compromise. But I think when people think about it, like when they use that phrase, they're referring more to like bending yes. for your partner.
Yeah.
And I will say that I have been in, you know, a few relationships before yeah. my current... Okay, for once, we're not talking about yeah. the fact that I'm a slut. Sorry. We're talking about my relationships. And in those committed relationships, there was one in particular where I was constant compromise zone. Yeah. And I think it was because I was trying to really hold on to the relationship. Mm. So I was just trying to do like any, I was trying to stop anything from that would like rock the boat, of course, if you will.
Yeah.
And I did so many things that I didn't like. And I also didn't do so many things that to this day I regret not taking opportunities mm. or not going on certain trips or whatever it may be during that time frame of my life. Because I was like, obviously I didn't end up with this person. So it has that added like bitterness of like, I didn't even end up with them. So why did I give up on this opportunity or that opportunity? Yeah. But also, I think that was such a learning lesson for me because now in my relationship, if I have an opportunity to come up, even if it's something that's going to like potentially suck for my relationship, like I might be away for a couple weeks or I'm going to be really busy for a month and like we're really going to have to, you know, make time to like go on date nights and like that's going to be undeniably tough, but I'll still do the opportunity because I know enough about myself that like I will eventually become resentful if I don't take those opportunities.
Totally.
And I think it's important for people to remember that because you, it's so cheesy. You really have one life.
Yeah.
So if you're constantly like, ask yourself this, are you constantly bending in your relationship to the point that it's making you feel like you're missing out on life? Like you shouldn't be in that relationship.
That's not a compromise. That's a railroad. You're getting fucking railroaded.
Absolutely. And I also think it's so weird when people use that as like a bargaining chip in relationships, like well, that's part of relationships. You have to compromise when they don't want you to do something or when they don't agree with something.
Oh.
Like, I used to get that in my from my ex. Like I'd want to go out and she'd be like, oh, I'm not comfortable with you going out without me or whatever. And she's like, well, that's part of a relationship. Like we have to respect each other's wants. And I'm like, yeah, but your want is stopping me from doing
You're
something.
Like, I can still respect you, does not inside
yeah like
right now
I'm gonna be respecting
I'll respect
you
at the club.
Exactly. Like I think a lot of these like phrases actually take a turn in becoming toxic.
Yeah.
I think that also happens with homophobic or transphobic family members where it's like, okay, I'll accept you this much, but like don't do this.
Yeah.
Or like, we'll compromise, like my beliefs are that you shouldn't
Aren't
have rights. And your beliefs are that you should.
Yeah.
Let's compromise.
You can choose one right.
And it's like that argument doesn't work because it's like, yeah, but yours are like really shitty opinions. Yeah. So like, why would I compromise to your shitty opinions and your shitty beliefs that like stop me from being who I am?
My thing is like, if a relationship that you do everything together is your ideal relationship,
yeah,
and that's how you know you are the most comfortable, that's how you feel the most loved, that's mm-hmm. how you love a partner, you want a partner that feels the same, if that's the way that you look at relationships,
yeah,
your ideal partner should have the same interests as you.
Yes.
So that when you are doing things together, it's always enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. And your partner should also feel that same way about wanting to
exactly.
always do things together.
If that's not how you feel, That's probably not the right relationship for you.
That gives me so much stress thinking about being in that sort of relationship.
I
would feel so
boxed
in. I have
to compromise at all recently. It's been really great.
Okay, I actually want to talk about that because that is like genuinely, I think, one of the most awesome things about being single.
Yeah, no, it's
where you
great.
Just wake up every day and you do exactly what you fucking want. You're not thinking about anyone else's schedule. You're not factoring in anyone else's like wants or timeline or anything.
It's literally so nice.
Plus now you live alone, so it's like the added, like you are like full zero compromise zone.
Truly.
What do you feel like some freedom with this new space?
I feel a lot of freedom.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just wake up and I go, I can do anything.
And you have no one to tell about it.
No.
And
which is great, because I hate telling people everything.
Yes. No, I get that. Like, yeah. You like some independence, some privacy. Mm. You like to do your own thing. Yeah. And it is weird because you, in your life, you, it's kind of structured like you grow up, you always have to tell your parents what's going on. Yeah. You have to fill them in. You have to bend to family plans, etc. Then you either get a roommate or a partner. And to a certain degree, maybe even just because of safety, you're letting them know where you're going. What are you doing? Like, you know, are we sharing this bill? Are we doing that? Like, whatever. But you are truly right now
free balling,
just doing it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to feel good.
It does feel good. It feels weird.
Yeah.
But it feels great. It's very liberating.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And you're going on all sorts of cute dates with like Irish people that watch Eurovision.
I went on a second date.
Was it?
It was good.
Was it?
It was good. Yeah.
Will there be a third?
I think so.
Oh, that's so cute. Where was the second date?
We were drove into Stanley Park and parked at one of the like farther beaches and then walked to English Bay and got dinner and watched the sunset and then walked back.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love the like park farm walk situation.
Yeah.
That's such a good idea.
Like, chit-chatted the whole time. You know what is fucking wild though?
What?
He's like Irish, like full accent.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he was asking me if I speak French.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I learned it in school. I could say like a few things, but that's about it. And he was like, oh yeah, that's the same with me. And I was like, what language did you learn in school? And he goes, Spanish. And I was just like, what does an Irish person speaking Spanish sound like?
Yes, that's a great question.
Does your accent like carry through?
Yeah.
He starts speaking Spanish, no accent.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So wait, why can't they do that for English?
He had like a Spanish accent. Like it was
Oh my God, I just said the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life. I literally just said the dumbest thing. In my brain, I was like, well then why when he's not speaking Irish? Can't he just speak English like a normal like a Canadian?
Yeah.
That's not even the like way that you're actually supposed to speak English.
No.
I was like, why can't he just speak English then? In my brain. Because I was if he can turn it on and off.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I'm
it's also
so
a thing
dumb.
Because like I don't speak Spanish, so I'm sure like his accent probably transformed in some way to like somebody that actually spoke Spanish. But it was fascinating. Yeah, well, is it dead or did it just stop?
No, it just stopped. But he wasn't like the luck of the Irish leprechaun anymore.
No, he like did a full character
switch.
And I was like, you just became a different person. And he looked at me and he said, quick drag.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. Mm. Aw. I hope you guys are in love soon. That'd be
okay,
so cute.
That's a little much.
I'm rooting for like some fun saga on here on the podcast.
Right.
Like we need updates.
Right.
You know? Because the one fun thing about you being single is we know things are going to change for you in the last year, in the next year.
Yes.
So like.
Or will they?
Who knows? You might still be single.
Yeah.
You might meet the love of your life. Like who knows? But we've got to keep the people updated.
Because I feel like now I'm like dating. For a while there I was on apps, but I literally like. Wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
Not talking to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would just have them to exist.
Yeah. You're just taking
like,
your own space.
Summer.
I love that for you. Wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe, raise five stars only. Click the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast to get your merch and join our Patreon to get every episode on video. Thank you so much to our patrons. And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood.
Yee-hoo!